T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My name is Paul Marzello. I'm the president and CEO of the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park, and I am very pleased and very proud to be hosting this ceremony this morning. I'm delighted that the families are here, some of you for the first time, and I want to make sure that you get a chance to look around. It's a gorgeous day out there. We can't have planned this any better, so kudos to the Weather Committee, wherever you are. Just a few quick statements about the Naval Park. Our mission is very simple. It's 4 words: honor, educate, inspire, and preserve. Honor veterans and active military. Educate the public about the sacrifices that those who serve have to make, including the families that have to maintain the home front. Inspire in a sense of patriotism and a willingness to give back, sometimes to join the armed services, and other times it's just to give back to your community. And lastly, to preserve the artifacts that have been entrusted in our care. And we have the ships afloat today. We are very proud that they're going to be afloat for a very long time, but we have some things that we need to get done to make sure that they're going to be preserved. So with that, I'm going to invite Lois Henry up, who will lead us in the invocation, please.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this amazing weather you gave us. We have so much to thank you for. We thank you that you are a sovereign God who just takes care of us no matter where we are in the world, no matter what we're doing. We want to thank you, Lord, that you in the past and continue to speak to people about doing service for their country. We thank you for each person who has gone through difficult times, that you have helped them in their time of service, whether overseas or even here in this country. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful day that we can bring to your attention, and thank you for those who are even in our midst, who have been serving you in their work of taking care of our country. Lord, I thank you for giving them the commitment and the loyalty, even through difficult times. We honor every single one of them who is here this morning. We thank you for this opportunity for us to see and hear from and just be grateful for what you have done for us. We thank you for our country, and may we continue to hold up the things that are important to you. Thank you, Lord God, for your taking care of our country and our people, and we are here just to honor and praise you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Very nice. Thank you, Lois. To lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm going to ask Philip English and his wife to please come forward.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So now we get to the important part. And that's to honor our veterans and to thank the families that are here to make sure that the medals that have been promised to those who have earned them get to the families, and to make sure that they stay within the family to do as they please. So to do all of that good stuff, I'm going to bring forward a familiar face to the Naval Park. I call him the father of the Buffalo waterfront for everything that he's done. He's been an incredible friend to this Naval Park and to veterans in general. This is one of many, many ceremonies that he has done to honor veterans and to make sure that those medals get to those families. So with that, please welcome Congressman Brian Higgins.
Thank you very much, Paul Marzello. Paul has been a great, great leader. He's been involved with the Naval Park for a long time. And now as its leader, he provides vision and resources and works very closely with us to make this the best cultural institution it can be. Before there was a Buffalo waterfront, there was the Buffalo Naval and Military Park. So this was a forerunner of waterfront development in Buffalo. And I will tell you, the things that you see on the Buffalo waterfront, always remember, we are just getting warmed up. We have a long way to go. We are continuing to bring resources from Washington and New York State to make the waterfront accessible and exciting for everybody in this community. So Paul Marzello, thank you for your friendship and your leadership. Lois Henry from Wesleyan Church, Revive, thank you very much for being here and providing the prayer. Phil English, the commander of the George F. Lamb American Legion Post 622, and family members who are here with us. I have all of that. So today, we pay tribute to Western New York veterans representing three military branches who served a span of time ranging from World War II to the Gulf War. Members of the United States military serve not for recognition, but only for the country and the people that they love. In doing so, many return home after battle never receiving a welcome, recognition, or honors that they are owed. I have Walt Cook, who works with me. He's the senior advisor to veterans, among many other things. But we also have with us representatives from Buffalo Niagara Honor Flight. Robin Hodges, Chief Operation and Impact Officer, African American Veterans Monument. Robin. And a great friend of all of ours, Kaz Rodriguez, a member of the Buffalo Naval Park Board and a leading figure in the establishment of the Hispanic Cultural Institute in Buffalo. So, of course, I lost my space. Okay, so today, as a proud community and grateful nation, it is our distinct honor to recognize the service and sacrifices of several local veterans. As I mentioned, each veteran, I invite the veteran or the family to come up front here. First up, Raymond Vargo. Raymond Michael Vargo, was born on June 7th, 1923. And next week, he will celebrate his 100th birthday. Wow. Raymond was the seventh of nine children born in Hempstead, Pennsylvania, to Michael and Mary Vargo. In 1942, he enlisted to serve in the United States Navy. A gunner mate third class, he was stationed at the USS Black, a Fletcher-class destroyer vessel like the USS The Sullivans, which is at home here at the Buffalo Naval Park. During World War II, he fought eight campaigns, including the Saipan and Iwo Jima battles before being honorably discharged on January 17, 1946. After the war, He was employed with Westinghouse in Pittsburgh and later relocated to the company's Buffalo location, where he retired in 1983. Raymond married Mary Lou, and together they had five sons. At the age of 78, 60 years after leaving school for the war, he received an honorary diploma from his hometown alma mater, Steel Valley High School. Over the years, he enjoyed golf, taking his family camping at Allegheny State Park, and was an active member of the George F. Lamb American Legion Post. He has six grandchildren and seven great-grandchildren. Today, for his service over 80 years ago, we present Gunner Mate Raymond Vargo with the following medals: the World War II Victory Medal, the American Campaign Medal, the Asiatic Pacific Campaign Medal with one silver star and two bronze stars, representing participation in the Battle of New Guinea and the Battle of Leyte in the Philippines, and an honorable service lapel. He is also entitled to the Philippine Liberation Medal with one star, which is not a U.S. medal, but one issued by the Republic of the Philippines. And we have a flag, an American flag, that flew over the United States Capitol in Raymond's honor. So please join me in celebrating the service of World War II veteran, United States Navy gunner mates Raymond Vargo. Next, we would like to welcome up to the front the family of Frank I. Vincic. And by the way, Frank's son, Paul, is a photojournalist for WIVB. We usually see Paul on the other side of the camera. Come on up, Paul. See how it feels. Take your time. Close as you would like. Here, you make yourself at home here.
Thank you.
Just make sure you have your brakes on.
Thank you.
Good? All right.
Fine, thanks.
The family of Frank I. Vincic. Born in 1922, Frank came from a family who dedicated themselves to serving our country. His brothers, Tony, Phil, and Nick, all served the United States Army. His sister, Anna Barbara, worked at Curtis Wright during the war. So it was no surprise that Frank enlisted to serve in the Army in 1943. First class, Private First Class, I. Vincic was served as a gunman in Battery C of the 496th AAA Gun Battalion during World War II. He battled for his country and for his life, suffering with malaria while stationed in the jungle. Following 3 years of service, which included the campaign to liberate the Philippines and the Asian Pacific Theater, he was honorably discharged on January 19, 1946. Frank married his love, Mary, and together they had seven children: Anne Marie, Thomas, Paul, John, Michelle, Renee, and Elaine. When he returned from the battlefield, he used the GI Bill to attend Alfred State University and Milwaukee School of Engineering. Frank retired as a longtime member of the Steamfitters Local 395 in Buffalo. He has 18 grandchildren and 24 great-grandchildren. U.S. Army Private First Class Frank Winsick passed away in 1998, never receiving the medals he earned while serving in World War II. Today, it is our honor to present his family with the medals he earned 80 years ago. They include the Good Conduct Medal, American Defense Service Medal, Asiatic Pacific Campaign Medal with two Bronze Service Stars, a World War II Victory Medal, Philippine Liberation Ribbon with one Bronze Service Star, Honorable Service Lapel Button, World War II. And we also have a flag that flew over the United States Capitol and our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Let's have a round of applause celebrating the life and service of Frank Winsick. Next, we recognize the service of three members of the same family. So I'd like to invite up the OB family and ask them to come forward. As members of the Mohawk Tribe of Six Nations, Stephen, Stanley, and Mike, as well as other members of the OB family, chose a path forged by many of their Native American ancestors throughout history. American and Alaskan Natives have served in the United States Armed Forces at five times the nation's average. Stephen Obey was born in 1948 and attended Hutch Tech High School in Buffalo. He began his service with the United States Air Force in 1967. A year later, he married Ann, and the couple had two daughters, Kimberly and Dawn, who were born at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, where Stephen was stationed after enlisting to serve in the Vietnam War. Stephen quickly became a leader, rising to the mark of sergeant at age 21. He served 6 years before his honorable discharge in 1973. After retiring from the military, Sergeant Obey went on to be employed at FMC in Tonawanda as a millwright skilled tradesman, where he continued until his retirement. Both Stephen and Ann's daughters earned degrees from the State University of New York at Buffalo and are raising their families right here in Western New York. Stephen is also the proud grandfather of three, Stephanie, Anna, and Sonny. For his years of dedicated service, Sergeant Obey was awarded the Air Force Good Conduct Medal, National Defense Service Medal, Vietnam Service Medal with four Bronze Service Stars. Today we are also presenting Sergeant Obey with a Vietnam Veteran lapel pin. The pin, which was issued in conjunction with the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War, recognizes that many who served during Vietnam era return to a nation that did not properly welcome them upon the return. While we can't undo the unjustified reception you received decades ago, we express our sincere appreciation. A message on the pin reads, "A grateful nation thanks you and honors you." Please join me in thanking and honoring Sergeant Obey with a round of applause. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But you got some work to do still. So don't go anywhere. Stanley Obey, Stephen's dad, was born in 1920 in Ontario, Canada, where he met his future wife, Audrey. The couple came to Buffalo specifically to help in the World War II effort. Audrey became a U.S. Navy certified welder and was employed with the Bison Shipbuilding Company. Stanley deployed with the U.S. Army in March of 1943. Stationed in Egypt and Central Europe as a radar crewman, he was engaged in Central Europe and Rhineland campaigns with the 463rd Anti-Aircraft Artillery Battalion. After his honorable discharge in November of 1945, Corporal Obie married Audrey Hill at the Mohawk Chapel in Brantwood, Ontario. They chose Buffalo to be their home and raise four children, Richard, Stephen, Sue Ann, and Michael. Audrey and Stanley served as caretakers of the cathedral located at Delaware Avenue in West Utica. Both were also employed at Deaconess Hospital on Humboldt Parkway, Audrey as a seamstress, Stanley as a maintenance worker. Stanley Obie passed away on March 27, 2001, and never received his military medals. On behalf of his father, Stephen Obie, and the family will accept the following medals earned by Corporal Obie 8 decades ago. The European African Middle Eastern Service Medal with a double bronze star attachment. A Good Conduct Medal, World War II Victory Medal, and Honorable Service lapel button. As well as a flag that flew over the United States Capitols. Please join me in recognizing the service of Corporal Obie with a round of applause. And it continues, don't go anywhere. We have the opportunity to recognize another member of the Obie family, Specialist Michael Obie. Michael was born in Buffalo in 1958, and like his brother, graduated from Hutch Tech. He began his service in the United States Army on September 11, 1980, rising to the rank of Specialist while stationed in Germany. After nearly 6 years of honorable service, he was discharged on September 10th of 1986. Upon returning home, Specialist Obie worked at FMC as a control room operator and retired to Phoenix, Arizona. He passed away in 2021, never having received the medals that he earned in service of his country. So today, we present the family of Specialist Michael Obie with the Good Conduct Medal, the Army Service Ribbon, Sharpshooter Badge and Rifle Bar, and Marksman Badge and Grenade Bar, along with the flag that flew over the United States Capitol in his honor. Let's hear it for Specialist Michael Obie, and we invite Stephen to say a few words on behalf of his family.
Take your time, take all the time you need. Well, I have a lot of people to thank. And I think I only got a couple minutes, but...
No, we got all the time you need.
I got all the time I need. Oh, boy. You guys bring your night bags? Yeah, I'd just like to thank my daughter, Kim, for pursuing this and making part of this event happen for, I'd say, the last 3.5 years. Constantly making phone calls, getting in touch with Representative Higgins and his staff. And... you know, just overall effort was, you know, she told me a long time ago, you know, you're going to get some medals. I said, yeah, sure. I heard that 53 years ago when I was in Vietnam. So anyways, on behalf of the Veterans of America organizations and I guess United States government itself and Representative Higgins and all the staff, I'd like to say welcome home, Vietnam veterans. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Ferry, my father Stephen's first daughter. I just wanted to say that I wanted to talk about my grandparents, my grandfather who served in World War II, Stanley Obie. My grandparents met at the Mohawk Institute Residential School in Brantford, Ontario. Now, if there's any journalists here who are interested in that story, I'd be more than delighted to share it with you. You'll be hearing more in the news all throughout North America about these residential schools that occurred taking American Indian children out of their homes and putting them into these schools to assimilate them. There are some sad stories. There's some really not so good things that happened. However, the reconciliation is happening, and I find it remarkable that my grandparents chose to continue the warrior spirit and join the World War II effort. My grandfather came to join the U.S. Army, and my grandmother was a welder for the Bison Shipbuilding Company, and I have her worker's badge on me right now. So I'm very proud of my grandparents and, of course, my father. And we all know it's not just the man or the woman who's serving in the military, right? It's not just the man or woman who's fighting in the war. It's the entire family, and it affects us all. And we are very grateful.
You guys are good. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to welcome up Gwen Hawkins Rutledge.
How are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Awesome.
Everybody here?
Yeah.
Gwen first enlisted in the United States Navy at the age of 18 on August 17th, 1979. Inspired by her father's Navy service during World War II. She served in the Navy for an incredible 16 years, rising to the rank of Yeoman Second Class. It was in the Navy where she met her late husband, Henry, both providing critical military computer and communications support. Yeoman Second Class Hawkins Rutledge was stationed at numerous locations stateside and abroad throughout her career. Her service includes support in the Gulf War's Operation Desert Storm, assisting the Marines in the invasion of Grenada, and response following Hurricane Hugo in Puerto Rico. Upon returning home, Gwen began a career serving her military brothers and sisters as an employee of the Buffalo VA Medical Center before her retirement. She continues to be an active advocate for veterans, including years working with our office to help other veterans get medals and benefits, as well as volunteering at the Patriot Guard Riders. For her years of service with the United States Navy, Yeoman Hawkins Rutledge has earned the Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medal, Meritorious Unit Commendation, Navy Good Conduct Medal, National Defense Service Medal, Humanitarian Service Medal, Navy and Marine Corps Overseas Service Ribbon with two Bronze Service Stars, and a flag that flew over the United States Capitol in her honor. Let's celebrate Gwen's 16 years of Navy service and a lifetime dedicated to veterans with a round of applause. Finally, I got one behind you there.
I just
Gwen.
Made 40 years.
40 years, my gosh, it's incredible.
I'm completely finished with government.
Finally, we invite Thomas Schroeder and his family to come forward. Tom, how are you?
Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Welcome. Thomas Schroeder was born in Niagara Falls in 1946. He was the second youngest of 13 children. He and his siblings attended Niagara School No. 2 in a one-room schoolhouse that is now a museum in the town of Niagara. The schoolhouse had six rows, and sitting in each row was one of the Schroeder children. In 1965, at the age of 19, Mr. Schroeder was drafted into the United States Army to serve during the Vietnam War. Assigned to the 3rd Infantry Regiment, Schroeder rose to the rank of sergeant and was honorably discharged in 1968.
4th Infantry.
Assigned to the 4th Infantry. He rose to the rank of sergeant and was honorably discharged in 1968. I was just testing him. Thomas married Jean, the love of his life, and together they had 2 children, Michael and Julie. For his service 58 years ago, we present Sergeant Schroeder with the following awards: the National Defense Service Medal, Vietnam Service Medal, Combat Infantry Badge, Republic of Vietnam Campaign Ribbon with Device. We also have a commemorative Vietnam veteran lapel pin, in addition to including a message from a grateful nation. The pin features an eagle representing courage, honor, and dedicated service. A blue circle signifying vigilance, perseverance, and justice. A laurel wreath representing victory, integrity, and strength. And 6 stars for the 6 allies who served, sacrificed, and fought alongside one another in the Vietnam War. On behalf of a grateful nation, we also have a flag that flew over the United States Capitol in his honor. Let's give Vietnam veteran Sergeant Schroeder a warm welcome home. Let me just say, you know, finally, it's interesting when you go through all of these medal presentations how frequently it's not the veteran themselves, but a family member that approaches us, and as I said, Walt works with me and Teresa Kennedy, toward the goal of contacting the Pentagon and providing their discharge papers to ensure that they get the recognition that they deserved. The reason I say that, it's indicative of the ethos, the cultural spirit of the American veteran. You know, World War II was the greatest military victory in human history. It preserved freedom and democracy for all of the world. And these veterans, they didn't spike the ball, they didn't high five. They were just grateful for the peace. They were grateful for the peace. And they came back to a country that established the 1944 Servicemen's Readjustment Act, otherwise known as the GI Bill. And if you were a returning veteran after World War II, you could open up a business, you'd go to college, you could buy a home because of mortgages that were provided. But what that generosity did for our country, it fundamentally transformed the American economy from an industrial-based economy to a knowledge-based economy. And as another sign of a extraordinarily generous and courageous nation, we, the United States people, with what in today's dollars would be about $150 billion, we rebuilt Europe to create competition economically for us. But we were so confident in our country and in our people, particularly those that would go to school, for the first time get a college education, start a business, and be able to buy a home, that we would be able to compete effectively. The United States today is less than 5% of the world's population, and we are 25% of the world's economy. Yes, we have problems. We have problems that have to be addressed and have been long simmering in this nation. But the good thing is we have a basis from which to live together, 330 million people. And as we come out of a pandemic, we realize the fragility of what we built, and some people have been left out. So the rebuild has to be equitable. It has to be inclusive so that all of us rise together, which is befitting of the great tradition of this nation. So today, we give thanks for many things. I thank you for the opportunity that you give me to represent this community in the United States Congress. We give thanks to the veterans today for the service that they've provided, for the sacrifices that they have made, only for the people and the country that they love. And finally, we give thanks to a good and generous nation that makes this day in all of our days possible. Thank you for being here.
I just want to reiterate a couple of things. Certainly, Congressman Hagan's staff does an exceptional job. Walter Cook, Teresa Kennedy. But they fall under the Congressman's leadership. And obviously, through these ceremonies and other things that he does around the community, shows that he has a great deal of respect for our veterans, what they have accomplished, and to let everyone know that freedom is not free. Somebody has to pay the price. And by him constantly reminding us and giving those accolades and the pat on the backs and the awards that have been deserved, finally in the families that would like to keep them in their own possessions. We thank him and we hope that you continue this good work. And with that, I would hope that you would enjoy yourself. Take a look around the grounds. The grounds are all maintained by volunteers who come 3 days a week. They do a beautiful job in the gardens. Enjoy yourself. God bless to all the families here, and especially the award winners if they are still with us. Thank you for being with us. God bless America.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.